A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 22nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the paging of members of the ruling ZANU-PF party who are aligned to ousted and expelled former Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Even a snake removes its old scale so that it can grow a new one and it remains stronger. It's a continuation of the cleansing process. You don't do it at once. You do it slowly, but surely.
Apana chasinombosha, chasinombosha mana choka da kuti chish.
I was visualizing the people who are in the city. That is a side and a little language.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the paging of ZANU-PF members allegedly aligned to expelled former Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
The ruling ZANU-PF party yesterday expelled seven more members, while 13 others were suspended for 5 years. Their crime allegedly backing ousted former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo says the purging will continue.
But how best can one describe the ZANU-PF state of affairs? If it was during the Shakespearean time, the words of Marcellus to Horatio in the play Hamlet would ring true. And of course, Marcella said something is rotten in the state of Denmark. And in the words of African literature icon Chinua Achebe, it will be apt to quote his celebrated work, Things Fall Apart. But for the former Marxist ZANU-PF party, I think they'll dig into the Marxist archives and look for Fidel Castro's book, History Will Absolve Me, Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, you can send us a message on this number, 1-202-465-0318. We're also on Twitter and Facebook.
Onguka amadzadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kuitika mu ZANU-PF zvekudzingwa mbato kwedzimwe nhengo dzebato iri. Vamwe vari kuti izvinogona kukanganisa bato asi vove ZANU-PF sekunzwa kutaura kwanga kuchita vamunyaradzi Paul Mangwana vanhu vanhengo yepolitbureau vari kuti bato ravo riri kuvhunura Gibbs. Nekudaro hapana chakaipa pane zviri kuitika.
Yeah, besikhuluma la imnumzana umnyaratsipho umangwana lapha sithi kuyafana lenyoka nje ehlubayo xa ihluba kwampana iyaqinisiba inyoka enja sithi hayi okwenziwa khona ngale iba lahla lapho kuthiwa ngabe gamma tox so uthe nxa ukuthi usebenzisa gamma tox kwamele ukuthi kuklinwe kuhambe konke so ke siyakwazi ukuthi gamma tox kwavela ngapi konke kunjalo yeah zulu kwandaba ilingali tshona njalo lapha khona kona ngapho ke makhaya tila ngapha lo blessing siyaphila kwamagama. Ye, udaba seluzwile. Namhla ke sixoxa ngokwenzakala ku ZANU-PF inqaba ngqoza. Yikho kunjalo ukukhuluma ku blessing. Balithanda le ibala. Lo bengayinelisa ukuthi alikhulume kuhle. Wothi inqaba ngqoza.
ingqabangqoza zvakaita manyama amire nerongo
into esinjalo futi yey so zvinongadaba sifunukuzwa ngani kuti kambeli thini ngodaba lolu njoba sizwile ke ukuthi banenge abaxotshwe izolo sinxa sikhangela kulomnumzana uRay Gaukonde kulo inkosikazi Olivia Mchena siye emaswingo khona ngale kulomnumzana uDzikamayo Mavhale kube sowa lomnumzana ukuthi akwashe basketi lo veteran kumbe ngithi owalwela impi enkulu owalwa impi enkululeko umnumzana Claudius Makoba kuzobuya ke lapho abanye ngani bathwe what said the camp bijana leke liphume sile suspend kulabo Mrs kumbe ngithi nkosikazi Flora Booker kuzobuya umnacho Mtezo Nicholas Goche labanye abachiyeneyo
Of course, for starters, the ZANU-PF party, the ruling party, is allegedly divided into two factions. One is called Gamma Talks, the other one, Weevils. But at the moment, the Weevils are on top of the situation. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. First, we have Honorable Kudakwashe Basikiti, who was, of course, amongst those who have been expelled from the party. Honorable Basikiti, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have Mr. Maurice Ngwenya, a ZANU-PF activist and a political commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Basikiti, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very good. We'll start with you. You know, in journalism, we always say when a dog bites a man is not a story. But when a dog bites a man, it becomes a story. Now, it seems as if Weevils are actually on top of Gamma Talks in ZANU-PF. Your reaction to that?
You see, it unfolds that way. But I look at it differently. Because if you look at the revolution, our revolution as a party, you could see three stages. The stage of independence, 1880 to 1990, and trying to unite, and the stage of decline, 1990 to 2000, it was decline and fall. And the resuscitation, 2000 upwards, then it was on the upwards trend. Now, where we are now is transformational stage to build new leadership. So the anxiety in the party is who wants to position himself where at what time. So that is what is happening. Some have decided to call it succession battle. But I choose to call it the plan of God. At such moments, God has ordained new leaders for this nation. But for the leaders to come and to be distinguished, they should be isolated from the others, from the rest. And those who can only do that are the ones whom God wants to use for the sole purpose that they should not stop God's plan happening. So he uses those people who need some advantage over the others so that he can implement it. In this case, those who are purporting to be expelling are being used to identify the future leaders. I have called it and situated it in a place like the Joseph story in the Bible, where they had to throw him in the pit. Thereafter, he was the savior of the people, of the same brothers and the nation, even of Egypt. The same story of Jesus. Those who thought they were killing him, even Pilate, without seeing any cause, could not stop the cause of his death because it was ordered by God to happen in order to restore mankind. This is what is happening at the moment. Some are happy. We both, as you rightly point them out, They thought to be happy or taking an upper hand over what they call Gamma Talk. But literally, going by the literal meaning, Gamma Talk is meant to safeguard the seed. And the seed is well secured by the Gamma Talk for a certain period. And that period is coming when it will emerge that God has separated these people to lead people in a more economically splendid nation where the economy will be the business of the day, not the politics, not the hate speech, not the intimidation and the fear which has infused in our nation. There is no time in our nation where people have been infused with fear. Everyone is being cowed down to close his mouth, rather to even close the mind. And fear is being induced. But time will come when the nation's leaders, future leaders, who are currently being isolated from the wicked ones, will now emerge and lead our nation into prosperity.
Mr. Abaskiti, hold your thought. They want to bring in Mr. Angwenya. Mr. Angwenya, do you agree with this optimistic world of Mr. Abaskiti that those who are allegedly being persecuted, Mr. Angwenya, are the ones who will be the future leaders?
Well, I think I should say I respect his opinion, and because he is entitled to it. But as far as I'm concerned, the expulsion of these people was long overdue, because they were not only very destructive to the party itself, but they were also even destructive to ordinary people, to ordinary citizens, considering that they held in some of them a strategic government post. If you look at how Mashonaland East was affected by, you know, this bureaucracy that was being controlled by Lake Okonde, whereby government projects would not be fulfilled simply because he wanted people to feel him, he wanted people to feel his power, and all that power, I mean, he was trying to curve out of that power a leader which comrade which Mr. Baskiti is confirming that yes, they indeed believe that there is someone who is supposed to be a leader other than President Mugabe. If you go to Mashingo itself, you will recall very well how people in Chingizi suffered, and that was because of Mr. Baskiti himself. He frustrated all government efforts, all donor efforts, you know. There were several people who really wanted to rescue those people, but because he wanted to excel, you know, that power in a way of promoting the so-called leader that he's fantasizing about, you know. So their expulsion was long overdue, not only from government, but also from the party. If you look at the politics in ZANU-PF, factionalism was strongly embedded, firstly in Mashingo province, as well as Mashonaland East. That is where we find the roots of factionalism, and I really applaud the Politburo for taking this very decisive step of, you know, weeding out the people who destroyed not only the country but also ZANU-PF. They were trying by all means, you know, to destroy the party, to promote the so-called leader that he's talking about.
But Mr. Ngwenya, just returning, you know, one more point. You are saying that the ones who expelled are the ones who were causing division. But why is it that we are seeing that there's friction, for example, between Honorable Kasukwere and Honorable Chombo, who are supposed to be in one camp?
Well, you are talking about camps, but I don't know where the friction is in itself. But, well, in general, what you are supposed to understand is that in politics, there are various opinions, and people come from, you know, different backgrounds. Therefore, people usually stick to their beliefs, but the most important thing are the guiding principles of the party. That is why we have those principles, and that is why we have the secretariat in form of political members. Comrade Kasukwere is in charge of the party's structures, is in charge of the party's principles. Therefore, he is in charge of that. And Comrade Jombo is in charge of the administration of the party. So, yes, there may be one or two instances where perhaps issues will need a close scrutinization before they can eventually harmonize. But whatever the difference may be at the moment, I don't think it will go a long way, because some of the issues that come up may not have been thoroughly investigated to get to the bottom. Perhaps premature decisions may have been taken, but I can assure you that eventually no such sort of division that might appear now you ever see it again.
Okay, we'll see about that. Regaitiende kumtereri wedu kutanga vambewe makadi. Aiwa tiripo yedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu tinzo.
Chekutanga ndafaraja izvibvunza vanonzwa basikita. Ndofunga zuva rano asi ndopo vachataura chokwadi chicha vakaita kuchingwizi ende ndiana angari behind kutambura kwese kwavanhu vekuchingwizi. Right. Page 2. Iko zvino zvivhoisi vanaro rokutaura vachiudza mhuri yese vakateerera vese. But hapana achazvinzwa. Munhu akashinga anotaura ari mukati kwotozotaura ari kunze sezvavakuita. Zvavadi kutaura vari mukati. Kwoto kuti zvavakutaura vakunze sezvavari izvizvo izvizvo. Zvavari kutaura hazvinakana musoro, hazvinakana basa nazvo. Zvavatitsananguro kuti mhuri yekwachingwizi vakazvifambisa sei ndiyo vanga ari responsible endi. Nhasi ndopo vanotaura chokwadi because vadzingwa. Takamira kunzwa kuda kubva kwavari.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vambewe.
Yep.
Vabasikiti pindurai tinzwe nyaya yekuchingwizi yapinzwa mudarirwe.
Ndinofara nezvabvunzwa navambewe. Nekuti nyaya yechingwizi ndaiitaura ndichiri kupati, ndaiitaura ndiri mupolitibiro. Vhiki nevhiki pataisangana ndainzi napurezidhendi, taurira vanhu kuti zvakamira sei, ndotaura nhamo dzacho dzekutambura kwevanhu nezvinofanira kuitwa, taizvitaura imomo. Zvobva zvazikama, pozoitwa plani dzekundogadziridza kuti zvinakire vanhu. Zvikaitwa plani idzodzo, ndopamakaona kuti pakandoiswa mvura, pakandovakwa kliniki, pakavakwa kliniki, masoja akavira akavakwa kliniki yeover $1 million iripo, nedzimba nezvikoro nekuisa mvura. Zvaitwa tiri muhurumende. Ndikazouya ndava kupariamendi, ndabviswa kuexecutive. Ndoti ndonzwa kuti vava kuda kubvisa vanhu vatakaisa imomo tikavavimbisa kuti vachaisirwa mvura, vagogadzirwa minda yavo. Purezidendi vakati ndorifa ravo iroro. But pakauya mahofa navanahungwe vakavimbiswa mari ma$20 million nabilly Rotenberg. Ndokuti tava kubvisa vanhu vese tichikanda kure tiwane mari murungu ari semushini wake. Ndikandoisa motion kuparamendi kuti aiwa vanhu vechingwizi havabviswi, nekuti ndo vanofanira kubetserwa nemvura yakavadzinga kumisha yavo. Vakatambura ndinavo, ini ndakatambura ndinavo usiku hwakawanda, mazuva ese tichitambura tese. Saka ndoziva nhamo yavo, handidi kuti vatambure zvekare kusvika ipapo, nekuti nhamo yavo yaizikama kubva 2002 pakaitwa plani yekuvaka dhamu. Magavhena akauya yakatanga pana vahungwe, asi havana kubvisa vanhu vacho. Pakauya vachiwewe, pakauya vamaruleke, hapana akakwanisa kuita pfungwa yekuvabvisa. Asi ini ndakavabvisa nemwedzi mishoma yandakavapo, tikavarongera pekugara nerifa ravo. Saka Basikiti kwavariko zvino vanhu vechingwizi vese vari kuti ndiye wakatibatsira. Ndosaka vakandituma zvekare kuti ndindoisa petition yavo kuti aiwa hurumende ichavabvisa ikoko zvava kuida kuitwa neavo vari kutengwa nemunhu umwe chete, kuti vanhu vazhinji vatambure vachishandisa mvura yevachinda. Motion yacho pandakaisimudza muparamendi, pati haunoreva iyoyo yandidzinga, ndo yakati hautendedzwi kutaura izvozvo muparamendi uchiudza vanhu kuti vazive nhamo yevanhu ende uye kuti hurumende tisa inda mbele nekuita isuzo wakati chinyarara tika zvita chinyararire ndikando bvisa ndikamanikidzwa kubvisa motion iyoyo ndikazviita saka hapana pauvati basikiti wakaregerera mhuri yechingwizi iko zvino ndandi nayo ndichidayo nekuti ndiri mp kusvika panditazobviswa muparamendi kana spika paramendi yavhurwa musi wa9 kudande panditazobviswa muparamendi iko zvino ndiri mp wevanhu vechingwizi imwenezi east ndakavamirira uye handidi kuona vachitambudza nekushungurudzwa kudarika patakavasvitsa nekuti mvura yakasvika ikavashungurudza vakatambura isu tisina mari asi vakatenda vakazvivakira dzimba iko zvino vagara umwe wopoha mari kunziga unovabvisa aiwa ndopatiri kuti ipapo aiwa hazvigoneki ndopandakonana nevamwe vangu vekumasvingo vava vavindiswa mari vanomanya kudoti basikiti vakaipa ngavadzingo mupati aiwa batizvo ndazvitambira nekuti iyo ipfungwa uye neurongwa hwamwari nokuti vanhu vasiri mucorruption vanhu vanoda vanhu vanhu vanofunga nezvevanhu nekugadzira vanhu upenyu hwakanaka ndo vachava ivo vachazotonga mberi izvi zvatiri kuita itemporary kubviswa kuti tigomira panzvimbo tiri tega zviya zvainzi mubhaibheri vagare vanonamata muprofita bhaya vamirai nepapa vanonamata mwari iye musika vanhu mirai nepapa isu tiri vamwari musika vanhu tamira toga vagare vasara oga
ilo mnumzana uerol uti sezve lapo kuti uerol uteni baba erol mavhimi kunjani
hallo Gibbs
kunjani erol
ni right baba nyizwile ndava lekhulunywa khona ngapha ubaba ubhasikiti
labanye
bakhe bonalaba abaningi bonke benjalo siyabathanda okwamanje kodwa lapho abasuka khona basenzele izinto ezimbi eziningi so ubaba lo ongani lo lihlala limuthi yisupporta ezanu p f lo welo wagweru lo ozondwa ngabantu bakibo lo kufanele naye abekwazi ukuthi laye uzangena ebhasikitini engazingo-right ngoba ibandla labo leli linjalo so siyamangala ma ungwenya lo loko chayelela phansi impilo yabantu kufanele laye abone ukuthi khona indawo le engena ubhasikiti manje laye usesele okwamanje kodwa laye uzobuya madoda asiboneni ukuthi silungise ilizwe lethu ngendlela eqondileyo njalo abanye abantu abaningi abamagamadoks laba abahle baphume kawani khona ngapha bangameleli ukuxotshwa abantu ngamagwala laba kanti indaba bemeleli ukuze baxotshwe
ilesi
ubhasikiti uyakhuluma isithi khona unkulunkulu uyazama ukulungisa ukuthi khona ibubuso obuzabuya kusasa ubuzabuya ngendlela enjani bona sebephumile embusweni abayekele emdisi yenza into ezili-right siyayazi sonke ukuthi emdisi iyawina yatsotho yenza kanje kanje kangela bobiti lobo-welshman ukuthi kade sebenzani ngabantu abasetshenziswayo laba yikho kupheleni nabo
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sibongile khona ngapho mnumzana mavimbi uphenduke phela
thank you Gipso.
Yes, spoken kakhulu. So what he's saying is that Mr. Ngwenya is always defending some of these issues in ZANU PF. But one day you'll end up in a wrong basket, like Mr. Paskiti, you know. So then he says, when it comes to these people that are called gamatoks, they must all leave. Why are they scared of leaving the party? He says if he was part of it, he was going to urge everyone to leave. And then he says people should leave everything to the MDC. Because the MDC knows what it is doing, you know? Yeah. So, sike sizwe ke baba Ngwenya, uzwile lapha kuthiwa lawo one day uzangena ebasketini ngasiyo. Ungathini?
Hayi, mina ndandila ibasketi yilo umqondo esiwubona uqakathekiswa umkhokheli wethu uPresident Mugabe kanye ke nalabo abasekela umbono wabo. Labo basketi sazile sawabona kachana sibili kule isikhathi. Ukuthi hatshi izinto abazenzayo azilunganga aziqondanga njalo kathe sisiyajabula ukubana hatshi i-political bureau isithethe enyathelelela eqakathekileyo elokuxotsha abantu abanjengabonapha abangalunganga babesala lapha besithi bona bafuna omunye umkhokheli nanku kathesi sokuzela egcekeni njengoba naye efakaza lapha esithi yena bona bamelele ukubana bafakwe egceleni ukuze basebenzele kumbe balondoloze omunye umkhokheli oza kuza kusasa. Yikho kanye kanye abaxotshelwayo kuZanu P F. Ngakho-ke lokhu yibo ubufakazi esivele sibumele ukuthi baphumele egcekeni, hatho ukuthi iZanu P F iphonge uxotsha abantu mahlayana.
So what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that is actually on the right route, is going the right way. So what was being done by some of these people that were expelled was expected because they've been monitoring them.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it's not surprising that they've been expelled and more may be expelled. Mm-hmm. So this is what is okay to Ngube, Kulangale, South Africa. Baba Ngube, unawuchona njani?
Yachona
Ngube, kunjani lapho khona khona?
Hayi lapha ungathi ku-right manje.
Ye, ungabuka ngikona khona.
Nase-Tarfontein.
Oh ye, kunjani e-Tarfontein?
Hayi, Tarfontein u-right kakhulu.
Nalo dabo ungathini?
Hey, udabo lo luyajabulisa mambona baye bephuma bejoyina lathi ekuzimeni okuhle kangaka. Bele ngiyathaba ngoba into le yayivele ingasiyo yabo bona o-basket. Abaphume sikumbi iphathi elizamela abantu. Sikwazi ukusebenza labantu ngoba not ukusela lobo ababenza phakathi ngale. Ngiyajabula uma bebaleka bonke labo Jonathan mfuna baphume bonke kubumbakala iphathi e-right ngoba bashontsha into eyayivele ingasiyo yabo. Ngoba babe bayekela unkomo wazivusa elizwe lela wenza njengomandela achiyela abanye omunye ngase sinjani sazisaba ka-5. Ngoba manje namhla efuna uyalivusa elizwe ngiyalifuna ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi ama-opposition onke adlala ngabantu namhla baqhamuka labayale bafuna imali bafuna ukuthi bakhule abantu beZimbabwe. Namhla ezenisisibe nami ngivula iphathi nami ngikhule abantu beZimbabwe ngithatha ebhasikithi sibumbe into eyi-1 siphile sonke sisebenze ndawonye sikhiphe laba bantu abakhona ngoba manje bazikhupha bodwa bayaxosha akusebenzi ukuxosha omunye umuntu entweni ezelimbi aze phuma konke into limbi bahlukumeza abantu beZimbabwe namhlanje basele emanzini abanye bayacawa bayabulawa bona bayajawula bafuna imali nje kuphela. Akusebenzi ukuthi ufuna imali elizweni abanye abantu bedukeka leyo mali yakhona ayibi mnandi ngoba zoke liyibanga liyibanga liphiye lisifanele phakathi kwayo. Abaphume bonke sifunda iphathi e-right bachiye lowo muntu azisele ahambe aye kuphi ngoba into ayenza isbullshit.
Hayi ungasebenzisi lokho akuqalwa lapho ibala lelo hayi 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 so yes
lona lilunganga kodwa andithabele ukuthi 2018 imele sivote sibakhuphe laba bantu abasekho vele bonke nje bacamalazile bonke. And umama uJesu Mduru kayivula iphathi ngoba ukhanya athina ule power ukudla kwengoba manje ule sibindi bakwazi ukunyomka ngale bebale ngale bajoyine yena asihlangeleni yena sonke sibindi iphathi e-right. Ngoba lokhu badlala abanye abantu lapho.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Kieto khona ngapho eGoli siyakwazi ukuthi uzondile kodwa nxa ungakwesinye isikhathi ye amabala sizibambe bijani.
Shoshoba.
Ye, sibongile kakhulu ke Ncube ungadinelwa kusasa ba. So in short, Mr. Ncube is saying, just like what Mr. Mvimbi was saying, you know, people must pull out of ZANU-PF and form another party, you know. Maybe follow what Mrs. Mjuru is doing.
Let's go to another caller. Nikros, how are you? Hello, Nikros?
Yes, how are you? God bless you.
I'm doing fine, yes. Give us your thought on this issue of the paging of some ZANU-PF members.
Thank you very much, Nkuma Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely a sad moment for us as Zimbabweans that at juncture as we are with economic empowerment, as we are pursuing the Zima set, other colleagues are on the still on the political you know, issue of, are supposed to be concentrating on economic issues because actually this issue happened last year. During the 6th Congress.
Nikros, please stay on the line. We want to take a brief break and we'll come back to you, Mr. Honorable Basikiti and Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are also on YouTube and Facebook. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.